Hi, and welcome to another podcast episode of Minutes with Mom. Today, we're going to be talking about fun. Should we aim to be fun moms? You know, Pinterest, as much as it's a blessing, it can also be one of the biggest curses. I know that there have been times where I have found myself in the endless cycle of scrolling, and I'm seeing this pin and that pin and this great picture and that great picture, and it's either a mom, you know, playing a board game with their kid, or they've created this really fun thing like making the animals look like they've come to life, their toys or stuffed animals or something, while the kid was sleeping, or you know, some other whimsical type of thing. And without too much effort, mommy guilt can really quickly set in and make you feel like, man, I'm kind of a loser. I don't do any of that stuff. And then of course, with that comes thoughts like, am I depriving them of a magical childhood? Am I making them feel like, oh, they're missing out on something? You know, so many thoughts can infiltrate our thinking and really cause us to become discontent with where we are in life, or maybe become bitter because we aren't as creative, or we don't have the time, or our circumstances and situation in life don't lend itself for us to be able to do these kinds of things. And so lots of dangers can happen when we allow that stuff to come into our hearts. And today I really just want to talk about and examine, is this even something that we should even be concerned with, being that quote, fun mom? When we look at scripture, is there an example of a mom being fun? I know that if we start back in the Old Testament, we aren't given too much historical documents to Eve, but nothing from what we can tell says anything about her being a fun mom. We can shoot forward and get to Noah and his wife, or Noah's sons and their wives. And again, no mention of fun happening. Then we come to Abraham and Sarah. And once again, we're given a little bit more history about their lives and things that happened. And we know that Sarah only had one child, and so she obviously had lots and lots of time to be that fun mom, right? But is there any evidence that she was a, quote, fun mom? Not from what I can tell. At least my Bible doesn't say anything. One of the things, like I mentioned, we have to be very careful of is this thing called mommy guilt. I have been guilty, of allowing myself to become consumed by it. I have compared myself with other moms and other people's circumstances, other people's jobs, whether their husbands have a really great job that allow time for travel and lots of extra income for them to be able to do this or that. And sometimes I've allowed myself to compare houses and cars and just other means that they might have that I don't have. And somehow or another, I become consumed with mommy guilt, thinking I'm depriving my children of something. And this really is not the case. I am not a lame mom. I may not be the most fun mom, but I try my hardest to do the best with all of the means and opportunities that God gives me. And really, that's where our focus should be. It shouldn't be on how could I be more like this mom, or how could I be more like that. That right there festers that attitude of discontent, and that is not where God wants us. So what does God expect of us as moms? Well, if we look in the book of Proverbs, we see tons of examples of ways that we should teach and train our children. One of the best examples is in Proverbs 31. You can tell that King Lemuel had a mom who desired above all else for her son to be a good king. She wanted him to be wise. She wanted him to make choices that honored God. That was her main thrust in life. It wasn't to be a fun mom. And so I think that if we just search the scriptures and we really look deep, which again, the Bible is supposed to be our life handbook. That is what we should go to every single day on how to deal with all of the issues of life. It talks about how the Bible is good for teaching, training, and correcting, and all of those things that we deal with on a daily basis. And so if we are using wisdom, and if we are allowing the Holy Spirit to guide our hearts, we will quickly come to realize that this whole thought process of being a fun mom really isn't what God expects of us. And at the end of the day, what is the chief end of man? It's to honor and glorify God forever. And so if God isn't putting the expectation on us to be a fun mom, why should we put the expectation on ourselves? And that comes to my next point. We allow ourselves to be consumed with the pressures of culture every single day. I am 100% guilty of this. 100%. Sometimes we allow other moms who are within our circle of life to cause us to deter from the path that God has chosen for us. And we have to realize that not all of us are walking the same path of motherhood. Yes, we can glean wisdom and encouragement from others who are walking similar paths, but ultimately we're all walking a different path of motherhood. And some moms, they naturally have that creative streak. They naturally have that knack for just turning anything into a party. But maybe they lack organization, or maybe they lack being able to have those really good heart-to-hearts. So that mom who seems like the quote fun mom and is making all life for their children magical and wonderful, she might be lacking quite a bit in another area of her life. And she might look at you and say, man, I wish I could talk to my kids the way that she does. Or I wish that I could have that strong, deep bond that she has with her children. We're all doing this. We're all sitting back with our own insecurities and all of our idiosyncrasies saying, I wish, I wish, I wish. And that's not what we should be doing. That's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to embrace all things that He has given us to live out motherhood, and then be content in the fact that we just might be a little bit different, and there's nothing wrong with that, and that's totally okay. So for a second, think realistically. Think realistically about your mothering. Do you have moments of laughter or giggling? I bet you do. I bet you don't have a stone cold face every single day, and you never laugh or you never have fun with your kids. I bet you have moments like that if you're really being honest with yourself. I do. I have moments where I get down on the floor and I wrestle and I play, or we have moments where we turn on the front-facing camera of the iPhone and make silly, goofy faces. It doesn't happen all the time, every single day, but it happens. We laugh together, we giggle, we make those memories. That's fun. Do we sometimes seize those heart moments with them? Maybe you're experiencing a bit of an attitude from one of your children, and you stop and you take that extra time to spend with them and ask, are you okay? Is there something you need to talk about? Do you need me to help you with something? Those moments in those children's lives are irreplaceable. It doesn't matter how fun you are. All children want that connection with their mom. And I never had that growing up. My mom was not somebody that I was comfortable talking with. Even to this day, I definitely don't talk about certain things with her. I usually am just at a surface level in our communication with each other. And it's just because she never took those times to make those investments. And even as an adult now, almost in my 30s, I don't cross that line with her. But I make it a point to do it with my children because I do want them to become adults who do desire to talk and have those heart-to-hearts with me when they enter adulthood. And right now, it's at a juvenile level, you know, oh, I'm upset because sister got this or daddy did that or whatever the situation. They're not super deep like they will be when we reach the teenage years, but I'm making those lasting investments to ensure that our hearts are connected. And if I was just a fun mom and all I was focused on was life being this big giant party, I don't think I would have time to make those heart-to-heart connections. And so that's another thing, that if we're realistically looking at our motherhood, that's more important than being a fun mom. Another thing, do you ever just hug them? Just because. Not because, you know, you're comforting them, not because you're reconciling or anything like that. You just grab them and you hug them. You just hug them just because. You know, I don't care how whimsical of a day you could create for your kid in this lasting memory, they're going to remember those impromptu times that you just scooped them up in your arms and you hugged them. Just because. Those are the things that they're going to remember. Growing up, we never said I love you, and we hardly ever physically displayed our affection for one another. In fact, usually on my birthday was when my dad would hug me. And when he did, I felt so uncomfortable. And my mom too. It was very, very rare that hugs or things like that were ever given out. And when they happened, it was so uncomfortable. Well, because of that, I've had to work and force myself to display that physical affection to my husband and to my kids just because. And so the fact that you take the time and you seize those moments to go grab them up, hug them, just because, maybe throw in a, I love you, just because, those will make bigger impressions and more lasting memories than making it seem like their animals have come to life. Because in those hugs and in those moments where you are physically letting them know that you love them, they are taking that deep within their hearts and in their spirits, and they will never, ever forget it. Now, just because our culture is telling us that being a fun mom is the way we ought to be, the only way that we can really raise successful children, that doesn't mean that that's what God wants. And rest assured, being a fun mom is not what God expects of us. There's nothing wrong with having a silly day. There's nothing wrong with getting down on the ground and playing games with your kids. There's nothing wrong with, you know, taking a break from homeschool or making an impromptu trip to the zoo or whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we allow ourselves to become consumed with the thoughts and ideas that being a fun mom is the only way that we can raise children who grow to love us, we are fooling ourselves. Right now, we are making investments in our children's lives that we will reap the benefits of in the future. Sometimes I think, my kids, man, they don't see all the things that I do. They don't see the hours that I stay awake at night finishing the laundry or cleaning up the kitchen or figuring out what I'm going to make for the meals for the next day. They don't see me spending hours over research trying to find the right curriculums to fit their learning styles to make sure that they're learning the best that they can. They don't see all these things that I do. Nobody understands. They just don't get it. And then I start to experience feelings of I'm being taken advantage of. I'm not cherished. Nobody cares all the things that I do. And it just amazes me the way that God set it up, because if you read in Proverbs, it says that her children rise up and call her blessed. And honestly, I like to think about that phrase, rise up and call her blessed. As our children are growing, they're physically rising up to the stature of adults. And when they reach that adult level, that's when they turn and they say, Mom, you are blessed. You're a blessing to us. I can't believe all the things that you did for us. And think about daughters, if you have a daughter. The day that they experience labor and delivery, I know that if you have been steadfast in your mothering and you have sought to honor God with every aspect of your motherhood, that daughter is going to come to you and say, "Wow, I cannot believe you did that for me." Because it's true. It's true. The sacrifices that we make are for forever. We sacrifice our bodies. We sacrifice sleep. We sacrifice time and things that culture says that we should be doing as moms. We sacrifice all those things for these children and for our families. And that is what God wants. And a mom that does that, she will live a life that receives so much blessing and so much reward because she's exactly where God wants her. That doesn't mean that you can't go hang out with your mom friends every now and then. That doesn't mean that you can't, for instance, okay, I'll just cut myself off for a second. I have a little hub of mom friends and we are on group texts and we text all the time throughout the day. Texts are quick. It's impossible to call a mom that has small children because let's face it, the minute a mom gets on the phone, what happens? Everybody's dying. Everybody is starving. Diapers need to be changed. Babies need to be fed. It's like, you know, pandemonium breaks out whenever a mom gets on the phone. So we text and we respond as often as we can all throughout the day. And it has been a great way to stay connected with mom friends. One of the perks of modern technology, right? And so there are things that we can do where we don't have to feel like we're locked up in a house and have no connection with the outside world whatsoever. And honestly, we do try to open our homes and have fellowship with our friends. Just this last week, we had some friends over and they have two small children and we've got our six. And yes, it was crazy. And oftentimes we were having to yell above the noise of the kids in order to have a conversation, but it was fun. And we made these memories, but yet I was doing what God has called me to as being a mom for these kids. And she was doing what God's called her to be a mom for her kids. And no, our lives don't look exactly the same. No, we don't have the same situations or circumstances, but we're doing what God expects of us. And that is being moms who honor and glorify God with their lives. So apart from what culture says, apart from what society says you are supposed to do in order to have X type of child, we need to remember culture and society are not the means by which God tells us we are supposed to do things. His word is where we need to constantly refer to and go back to learn and understand, okay, God, what do you expect of me as being the mom for these kids? What do you expect of me? And you know what? If you faithfully seek after the Lord, he will show you what he expects of you. He might not expect the same thing of you that he expects of me, and that's okay. But as long as we are both obedient and doing what God expects of us as moms, we are going to reap the benefit and blessing in the future. Remember, mom, your investments are made at the beginning of your life so that at the end, you can just enjoy all of the wonderful bounty that God has waiting for you as long as you're obedient and you seek to honor him. I hope you're encouraged by today's podcast. I hope that in the future, you will forego that mommy guilt and instead embrace who God has called you to be and what he expects of you and not compare yourself to what society says you're supposed to do. I blog every single day at minuteswithmom.com. I also Periscope and I am on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all places where you can find me. I'm Minutes with Mom. And I hope that I have encouraged you and have urged you to seek the Lord in your motherhood endeavors. And again, it's okay if you're not a fun mom. You're exactly the mom that your children need you to be as long as you're seeking to obey him. I'll talk with you again tomorrow morning.